Welcome to the Life Melbourne podcast. We're so glad you're joining us for another hope-filled message. We pray that you're encouraged by this powerful word from our Sunday service.
Today is an anointing service, and this is a little different to what we would usually do at church, but this is one of my favorite services of the year. This is where we believe for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every single one of us. Now, the anointing, it's where we put a bit of oil on everyone's head that comes forward for prayer. And the anointing represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God's presence that's come here on earth to be with us, to empower us, to equip us, to release us into everything that God has for us. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do our Christianity. Without His presence, we desperately need Him. And so the beginning of 2024, we want to say, Holy Spirit, we are a church that needs you. Holy Spirit, we need you on everything that we are doing this year. So today is about believing for a fresh commissioning over your life, that in everything that we do, the Holy Spirit would be moving through us. So are you in this morning? Are you keen for what the Holy Spirit is going to do? Come on, why don't we posture our hearts ready for what God wants to do? Because I don't want to preach a message right now. I want to speak an impartation that gets us ready for what God wants to do in your life. So Holy Spirit, we just are asking you to move. We just again say how much we need you. I can't do this without you. None of us can live how you've called us to live without your Holy Spirit. And we pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would fall. I pray every single one of us would have a touch from your Holy Spirit today, would have a fresh outpouring, would be commissioned into the purpose that you have for our lives in a new way. Holy Spirit, right now we give you permission to move in our lives. We surrender afresh. We say, take us. We are your vessels. Would you fill us? Would you use us? We just thank you for everything that you are, Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, thank you, team. Why don't we give our incredible team a hand? They are amazing, bringing us into the presence of God. We're going to turn in our Bibles today to 1 Samuel 16, verse 10 to 13. And this is a very common passage that a lot of us may know about when King David, before he was king, was anointed to be king. And Samuel the prophet is, Saul has disobeyed God, and God is looking for a new king to anoint. And so God says to Samuel, I want you to go to the family of Jesse and anoint one of his sons to be king. And so Jesse brings seven of his sons before Samuel to anoint. And then we're going to pick it up from verse 10. It says, Jesse presented his seven sons to Samuel, but Samuel was blunt with Jesse, and he said, God hasn't chosen any of these. Then he asked Jesse, is this it? Are there any more sons? And Jesse replied, well, yes, there's the runt, but he's out tending the sheep. How good is that, the runt of the family? And Samuel ordered Jesse, go get him. We're not moving from this spot until he's here. So Jesse sent for him. He was brought in the very picture of health, bright-eyed, good-looking. And God said to him, up on your feet, anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took his flask of oil and anointed him, with his brothers standing around watching. And the Spirit of God entered David like a rush of wind. God vitally empowered him for the rest of his life. And I love this moment because this is where David is anointed. This is what we're talking about today. And my message today is called going from common to commissioned. From common to commissioned. See, David was just a common shepherd boy. He was so overlooked in his family that he wasn't even invited to this incredibly important ordeal where one of the sons would be anointed king. He was bypassed. He was the kid that was out looking after the sheep. And a shepherd in those days, it was a very common occupation. You had to have bravery to ward off predators. You had to look after the sheep day and night. It was a job that required responsibility, but it was very common. Often it was left to the youngest son of the family to do so that older brothers could be released into more significant work. So David is completely overlooked in this setting. How many of us at times feel the same way? We can just feel so overlooked. Just one of the crowd even today, we can feel like, God, do you even see me? But what I love about our God is that he delights in taking what is common and commissioning us into his purpose. He delights in seeing the potential that's on our lives. He delights in seeing us released into his purpose. And I want to prophesy over us today and declare that your best days ahead, because there is a God that believes in you. There's a God that wants to release you into his purpose over your life. And there's a Holy Spirit that empowers you to do it. There's an anointing that's available for every single one of us to step in that causes us to go from common to commissioned into our God purpose. See, this is what the anointing is all about. All through the Old Testament, we see kings and prophets, just ordinary men, were released into their God purpose through being anointed. Even vessels that were used in the temple were anointed because they went from being common vessels to commissioned vessels. Vessels set apart as holy. Vessels set apart for God's use. And we are the same today. I love it that God, he's done with the Old Testament times where it had to be a chosen few because of Jesus coming, dying on the cross, bringing us victory, and then sending the Holy Spirit to us. We are now the priests of the New Testament covenant. We are the ones that walk in the authority of our God purpose, and we're released with an anointing to step into everything that God has for us. How incredible is our God? But the anointing represented God's presence falling on someone, empowering them for what God had for them. And you know, today, we're just going to do a little touch of the oil, but in Old Testament times, it was a pouring out of the oil over someone's life. It was a pouring out of oil that went through every part of their body. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. When the Holy Spirit touches our lives, he consumes us. He takes over. It's no longer our natural, but it's his supernatural coming on our world. We are commissioned into what he has for us. And when the day of Pentecost happened in Acts 2, when the believers were all there waiting for the promised Holy Spirit that Jesus had said would come, they were waiting, and then the Holy Spirit came in power. The Holy Spirit came in might. The Holy Spirit poured out over the believers on that day. And everyone watching was amazed at what God was doing. And Peter quoted this passage of scripture from Joel 2, verse 28, that says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people." Don't you love that? On the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all of us. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days. It's a pouring out of heaven coming on our world. It's a pouring out of God's goodness, of his joy, of his peace. It's a pouring out of his Holy Spirit coming upon us. And it's powerful. Every time I've been touched by the Holy Spirit, I'm left just overwhelmed by his presence, overwhelmed with his love, overwhelmed with his goodness. There's nothing that compares to it. It's so safe but powerful all at the same time. It's so encouraging yet releasing and challenging. It speaks to every area of our life. It equips us to step into the victory that God has for us. There is nothing like the Holy Spirit. And I love when it talks about the Holy Spirit coming in Acts 2. It says, when the day of Pentecost coming, all the believers were together in one place. And it says, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. It came like a violent wind, the Bible says. When David was anointing, it says the Spirit of God powerfully came on him like a rushing wind. See, the Spirit of God, it's powerful. Any area that we feel like we're lacking in, that we're weak in, we need the Holy Spirit's power to move in that area of our lives. And the incredible thing is God promises us that when we are weak, his Holy Spirit can come upon us and make us strong and empower us for everything he has for us. See, I love when Peter and John, when they walked to the temple and they healed the lame man at the temple. Beautiful. In Acts 4, they're talking to the religious leaders. And the religious leaders say, I love this scripture. It says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. They were unschooled, ordinary, common men and women. Yet the touch of the Holy Spirit released them into everything that God had for them. How incredible is that? How amazing is the Holy Spirit? See, the anointing of the Holy Spirit caused common fishermen to become fishers of men, to see this revival take place all through the entire world. It caused a common shepherd boy to become a shepherd of God's people. It caused a common man, Paul, to become an apostle who writes more than half the New Testament. It caused the common girl, Mary, to give birth to the Son of God. It caused a common man, Elisha, to step into the prophet that sees Israel delivered from the hand of the enemies. It caused a common man, Aaron, to step into being priest for all the people of Israel. The anointing is what commissions us into God's purpose in our lives. He takes us, common people, and commissions us with a God, heaven anointing to step into what he has. See, I love that 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people. I love this. But now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are the priests of the New Testament here to bridge the gap between people who don't know Jesus, those who desperately need him. We are called to reveal Jesus to everybody around us. And we cannot do that in our own strength. We need the mantle of his anointing and his Holy Spirit. I think, to be honest, one of the greatest mindsets I have had to battle and stepping into what God has asked us to step into is that mindset of, I just feel so ordinary, God. Who am I to do anything for you? I know all my weaknesses. I know where I'm lacking so evidently. God, who am I to step into what you have for me? Who am I to do this? And I know that's a very common mindset that a lot of us can have. But I love, in following the Holy Spirit, continuing to say yes to him, what I have found is not about the outside of the vessel. It's about what is in the vessel. It's about what the Holy Spirit wants to release through us. It's not about our strength and how great we think we are. No, it's about being vessels of surrender, saying, Holy Spirit, I want your anointing to flow through me because I cannot do this without you. And God always responds to that posture of heart. It's not about the outside of the vessel. And we discovered that at Christmas time, we had all our family together. There was about 25 of us. We're a very large family. And there's all our, my brothers, their spouses, my sister, her husband, and all the kids as well. And so we do this present game where everybody puts a gift into the center of a table. And we call it the Secret Santa game. And you get to steal a gift three times. Does anybody else know that game? It's a great game we do at Christmas. And this year, there was this present that was on the table, and it was so shoddy in appearance. It was just wrapped in newspaper with masking tape, and nobody wanted to pick it. It was literally the last present that my dad ended up picking at the end of the game, towards the end of the game. And so he picks it up, and he starts to unwrap it, and in it is this jar of rolled oaks. And all of us are like, who's been the cheapskate, guys? Like, who's cheaped out here at Christmas time? But my dad was smart. He opened up the jar and out came all these rolled oats plus a $50 note. And so all of a sudden it turned into the prize that everyone was after. The end of the game ended up everyone battling over this $50 note. It's not about the outside of the vessel. It's about what's in the vessel that matters. I want to encourage us today. We need the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. We need him to commission us into everything God has, because it's the inside that matters, not the outside of the vessel. So we're going to look today at what it means to go from common to commissioned. And the first thing is live receptive to the gift. Acts 2 verse 38, Peter is speaking to everybody that's seen the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And he says to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off. That's us. For all whom the Lord our God would call. What a gift we have in the Holy Spirit. It is an incredibly powerful, special gift that God has given us. To the point that when Jesus had his last hours with his disciples, he said to them, guys, it's better for me to go so that I can send you the Holy Spirit, which is profound. I mean, imagine, guys, today, Jesus walking into this auditorium, and you could go out for lunch with him, ask him any questions, ask him for any breakthrough that you needed in your life, and he was tangibly right there. That's what the disciples had every single day, the living embodiment of God with them in person. Yet, he says to them, it's better that I go so I can send you the Holy Spirit. And it's only when they're anointed with the Holy Spirit that the disciples actually step into everything God has for them. Before that, they're hiding in a room, petrified of what the religious leaders will do to them. But then they're anointed with the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, with boldness, they step into everything God has for them. What a wonder, what a gift of the Holy Spirit that we get God's power moving through us, being on us, resting on us, equipping us for everything that God has for us. See, it can be so easy, and I am putting my hand up here, to strive in life. To be so about trying to make life happen in our own strength. But we're never called to strive. We're simply called to partner with the Holy Spirit. And again, I was reminded of this week. Our youngest son, Ezekiel, we call him Easy, started school this week. He's the youngest of three children. And so it's a significant moment because it means our preschool years are done. Craig's celebrating, I'm crying, but that's how it kind of rolls sometimes in a marriage. And so it was his first day on Thursday, and leading into it, I wanted him to be completely set up. I wanted the day to be perfect for him. I had his school bag sorted. I had his lunchbox all sorted, all his uniforms sorted, his school hat sorted. Everything was ready to go. And we had, before school started, we had a day where we had to go to school, and they had this kind of testing. A few of them came to school and were tested on their learning. And I met another mum when we went there, and she was like, oh, you know what, you can take the bags and have their name embroidered on the front of their bags at this place that's just up the road. And I was like, that's a great idea. It's going to make his first day even more perfect. So I go drop the bag off, get busy in the day, and later in the day, about 4 o'clock, I realize, oh, I better go pick up the bag. I get there and they're shut. This bag had everything Easy needed for the next day. His school hat, his lunchbox, everything that I'd got ready. So I'm dying inside. I phone Craig. I'm like, babe, his bag is at the embroidery shop. He's like, what is it doing at the embroidery shop? I'm like, I got his name and brought it on it. Craig's like, what the heck? You're getting the name and brought it on a school bag? I'm like, I wanted it to be perfect. Now he's got nothing. So that afternoon, I'm running around. I had to go to the uniform shop. Craig doesn't know this, but buy a new hat for him, new lunchbox, new water bottle, everything. I ended up messing it up completely because I was trying so hard. How often are we like that in life? Striving in our own strength so much, chasing perfection, when the goal is actually chasing his presence. It's his presence we need to empower us into what he's got for us. What life is actually all about, it's his presence we need to pursue. And I love that the Holy Spirit, it's not a one-off experience that we have. It's this continual need to ask him every day, come Holy Spirit, Have your way in me, Holy Spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit, in my workplace. Give me the words to say to someone when I'm having a conversation with them about you. Holy Spirit, help me to be the mom that you've called me to be. Holy Spirit, help me to be the wife that you've called me to be. Holy Spirit, we're continuing to seek him. You know, in Acts, when it talks about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the disciples weren't just covered in the Holy Spirit once. No, it talks about multiple encounters with the Holy Spirit. Today, we're believing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit as we're anointing that he would come on us in a fresh way because there's power in the pursuit of the Holy Spirit. And the second thing is, the team can join me, please, is that we've got to live residing with the gift. Live residing with this gift. See, it's a pursuit, but it's also a perception that we have. It's a perception of seeing ourselves as someone who has the Holy Spirit with them, residing with us. See, I love what 1 John 2 verse 20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. And then in verse 27, it goes on to say, now as for you, the anointing that you received from him resides in you. It's knowing that he's in us, that he takes up permanent residence in us. The Holy Spirit is always close, always there. We can never get away from his presence. Psalm 139 says, where can I go where your presence won't follow me? He's always there. He lives with us. You know, when someone lives with us, you can't get away from them. I remember first getting married, I was like, this guy is always there. And I love it because I love him. The Holy Spirit is the same. He is always there. He's residing in us. And we need a deepening revelation of how much he's with us. The authority that we walk in when we have the Holy Spirit, the power of heaven, dwelling in us, resting on us, leading us, partnering with us. Then I love the word holy. It means to be set apart. And that's what his Holy Spirit does, the anointing does. It sets us apart for his purpose. So when you live knowing that the Holy Spirit is with you, you realize with this deepening awareness that your words are holy, that your actions are holy. They're set apart for God's purpose, that your marriage is holy, that your single life is holy. It's holy before God. There's a purpose that he wants to use in that season of your life, that your kids, they're holy, that your friendship, it's holy, that your workplace, it's a holy environment that you step into, that you are set apart for that time and that purpose to be there to reach people, that there is a holiness that we step into when we know the Holy Spirit is with us. See, to be commissioned means that we are on mission with the Holy Spirit. You are not common. You are set apart for his mission. And I can honestly say it's only through the Holy Spirit I've been able to step into my God call. I still remember the first time I was ever preached, group of 50 teenagers. I was petrified. I remember sitting there. All I wanted to do was run, having to hold the seat because I just wanted to run. Everything in me saying, what the heck are you doing here? Why did you say yes? Run, escape while you still can. Run, run, run. And I just had to submit to the Holy Spirit and say, well, Holy Spirit, you take over because I cannot do this on my own. And ever since, whatever we've been asked to do, whatever God has asked of us, it's been that yes, Holy Spirit, I'm speaking, I'm freaking out, but I know that you're going to move through me. How many times do we step out in a way that we need the Holy Spirit to move through us? How often do we just stay safe, comfortable, knowing that we can operate in our own strength rather than putting ourselves in situations where, Holy Spirit, you've got to move through me right now. Holy Spirit, I need you. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to enter into our anointing time. We're just going to believe for a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit in every area of our lives, that he would touch our lives in a way that causes us to step out with a new authority, with a new power, with a new knowledge of how much his Holy Spirit is with us, commissioning us this year into everything that he has for us. And I really encourage every single one of us in this room to step forward for prayer. Come on, if you're comfortable to be prayed for, there's no greater prayer to have prayed over our lives than Holy Spirit, would you come and would your purpose be unlocked in this life? So Holy Spirit, right now, we know that this is a sovereign moment for you. And God, right now, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is here. And right now, God, as we come forward for prayer, as we have this anointing moment, God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would fall on every single one of us. As we're commissioned and released into everything that you have for us, God, I pray that there would be a fire from heaven that would fall. A new boldness would touch our lives, a new empowerment, a new peace, a new victory, a new comfort where it's needed, a new infilling, a new freedom. I thank you, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And right now, Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would fall in power. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would move in a sovereign way in the name of Jesus. Come on, why don't we stand to our feet, and I would love our leaders, our prayer team to come forward, ready to pray, ready to anoint people with oil right now. And what's going to happen is the team's going to continue to lead us in worship. And as I said before, this team here will just do a dab of the anointing oil on your forehead. And that just represents the Holy Spirit filling. And I just pray, let's be open, let's be receptive to what the Holy Spirit wants to do, because He is good, He is kind, He is peace, He is comfort, He is victory, He is freedom, and He is so good. So as the team leads us, I just want to encourage you, there's service hosts that are going to help direct you out of your seat, and let's go for a move of the Holy Spirit this morning. So Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you were encouraged by this powerful message. You always have a place to call home here at Life, and we invite you to join us for our Sunday services at our Melbourne campus. If you're not in Melbourne, then join us for church online, wherever you are in the world. Just head to lifeau.org to stay connected and find out more.